The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve and Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. And today, you gentlemen will be competing against one another.
Yeah.
I will dominate.
We shall see. You have your choice of one of three categories today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go drugs.
Yep.
A West Virginia mother was arrested last Thursday after deputies found her high on drugs.
Virginia mother.
While her infant child played near the river unsupervised. Now, deputies received a call at approximately 1 p.m. that a woman was at the Lover's Lane boardwalk, rolling around on a hill as if she were under the influence of drugs while the male infant child was playing in the river without her paying attention. When deputies arrived on the scene, they saw the child by himself on the riverbank and found Leanne McCourt, 41 years old, nearby, barely able to speak. A female infant child of McCourt's was also brought to the scene while deputies were there. Now, deputies said McCourt was swaying back and forth, struggling to keep her balance and struggling to keep her eyes open. Drug paraphernalia was found on her as well. Now, CPS, they arrived on the scene to take the two kids, and McCourt was arrested and charged with child neglect, creating substantial risk of injury or bodily harm or death. And she's currently in the Central Regional Jail with her bond set at $17,000. The question is, what drug was the mother of the year on while she is rolling around on the hill and her kids play in a river unsupervised? Was she on meth? Was she on clonazepam? Was she on Xanax or was she on Oxys? So meth, clonazepam, Xanax, or Oxys?
What is clonazepam?
I don't know. And prescription
is
drug.
Is it clonazepam?
It is clonazepam.
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 Let me go Xanax on this one.
Go Xanny.
Okay. I'll go Oxys.
Yeah, I'd say meth.
Okay.
Old school meth.
What was she on? Meth, Xanax, or Oxys? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on Profile This. We head to West Virginia for a mom who was arrested after being high on drugs while her infant child was playing down by the river. Or in the river, near their van. Do we know the town in West Virginia? Because that will help.
I was going to ask you, so it doesn't say...
Northern West Virginia, different drug-wise than Southern West Virginia, so to speak.
Do you have any idea where the Lover's Lane boardwalk...
So...
I mean, it's on the water, it's on a river, obviously.
Either it's going to be on the Ohio River, the Little Kanawha River, the Tug River, or the Monongahela River. I think that is on the Kanawha River or the Ohio River.
So what would that tell you?
That would be southern West Virginia where traditionally Oxys are. Now, the problem with that is that they are not a drug that they can get anymore.
Well, the Oxys aren't.
They're very difficult to get.
Right, because all the hospitals are drying up there?
Because they flooded the area with OxyContin pills back in the day. The state of West Virginia sued those drug pharmaceutical manufacturers. They won a settlement.
And
the settlement
okay.
was in the millions or maybe billions of dollars. So they had to pay off the state for all the healthcare providers and all everything else. So I think Oxys have actually been eradicated. So I might have picked the wrong one.
It's out there in Webster Springs, dude.
Webster Springs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell what river.
I think that's by the Greenbrier.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
But you went Oxys.
I went Oxys, probably the worst choice, but either way.
It was not Oxys. Mike, you went Xanax.
Oh.
Ted, you went old school meth.
Old school meth.
Tried and true.
What?
Now, clonazepam. The only giveaway
you know that
is that I included it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Right?
Jeez.
I mean, it's basically Xanax.
If I bring up clonazepam, then chances are it's clonazepam.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Almost didn't get that one out.
I didn't. Mike Thornoff here. Just, checking on something. You know how it goes. All right. Your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have talented teams. Writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
NFL football kicks off tomorrow night with the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys. If you remember when the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl, then congratulations on your new AAPRP card.
Seth Meyers. Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
You know, screens weren't flat the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
That's fact.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Wow. It's the truth, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez. What was it, 94?
Mind blown.
Yeah. It birthed a bunch of us we called Bamas, where I grew up.
Oh, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Uber Eats is now offering deliveries from Best Buy. It's perfect if you want to do some shopping in 2006. Now, instead of a few French fries, your driver takes a bite out of your HDMI cable.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
I read that Uber Eats is now offering deliveries from Best Buy. Yeah, it's perfect if you want to do a little shopping in 2006. Now, instead of a few French fries, your driver takes a bite of your HDMI cable.
Now you can download Instagram on your iPad, which means you can now lie in bed scrolling and drop an iPad on your face.
Fallon. Seth.
Fallon.
Guys, listen to this. I saw that you can now download the Instagram app on your iPad.
Oh.
Yeah, which means that you can now lie in bed scrolling and drop an iPad on your face.
Has anybody in here ever done that?
An iPad? No.
My phone. I've definitely done that on the couch before.
Oh, yeah. Dropped it on your face?
Not on my face, but like I woke up to the sound of it hitting the ground. Paramount announced it's making a live-action film based on the game Call of Duty. It's a story of a grizzled war veteran who gets absolutely smoked by a 12-year-old.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I'll say Seth.
Seth.
It will develop a live-action film based on the video game Call of Duty. It's the story of a grizzled war veteran who gets absolutely smoked by a 12-year-old.
Oh, sorry, that's all of them. I know your son's a gamer, but
yeah.
Man, when you play some of those games, some of the stuff those kids say.
Oh, it's awful.
It is awful. And then sometimes I gotta remind myself, like, they're just teenagers.
Well, do they know, like, do adults know sometimes they're playing with kids? I mean, I'm assuming they have to know that.
I know when he's playing with his friends, because there's one kind of conversation, but other times if you're just playing kind of en masse, you're playing some guy in China. You don't know. The guy could be 40, the guy could be 6. Yeah. Either way, the comments coming back, like, look, they're on equal ground, right? Like I said, it's like NFL players talking to each other between plays. Everyone has something to say. None of it's pleasant. But in the end, you know, they're still just playing. But, like, you don't know who they're playing, but they're just engaged in the game.
Okay. Yeah. And they will just use terms and just, you know, they'll say stuff just to shock you. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like slurs and stuff. Where you're like, I hope this is a teenager. Or this guy's a Nazi.
Teen or Nazi.
So it gets intense.
Teen or Nazi. Yeah, well, listen, I mean, if nobody could see you and you're just talking S,
yeah,
then nobody really cares.
No, and that's the thing, they don't. It never seems, at least in my experience with it, it's not personal. It's just in the heat of the battle.
Like, I was watching my buddy play FIFA once, right? And he's playing, I don't know what he did, but I just hear him in the other room screaming like, oh, I'm the P? I'm the P? You can't hit, you know, you can't hit a penalty kick to save your life. And then I'm like, what is going on? He's like, God, this teenager just rage quit on me. He's like, Jesus. All right. We were talking about it a little bit earlier. NFL football does kick off tonight. I know a lot of people are excited about that. So basically, this is just a poll talking about America's favorite sports. Now, it won't shock you. Football is top.
Yeah.
By a long shot. 48%. That includes NFL and college games. Like they say, if you follow Canadian football, that counts as well. Did you see the number from that Texas-Ohio State college game of the weekend?
No.
Oh, man. It was like an NFL like 17-something.
And the worst part, it wasn't a good game.
Was it 14-7?
It was close.
It was a close game, no question, but it wasn't a good game.
Well, once Texas went for it and got stopped at the goal line, that really shifted. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing I was telling Mike in the office is, you know, Ohio State, their defensive coordinator is Matt Patricia.
You can tell. They played like an NFL team.
Right. So, like, I was seeing this other coach, and he was like, look, man, these would be tough reads for an NFL quarterback. He's like, but Arch Manning, with all the hype and everything, it's still his first start on the road. There's 104,000 people going nuts in there. It's like, it's not shocking he didn't have a good game.
Yeah. Well, I like watching golf. One of the few people who do like that. But as far as sports go, when baseball's done, baseball's done. Basketball. My favorite part about that is watching Charles Barkley and Shaq, you know, and those guys. And then watching the game. But like with NFL, for me, I mean, I've watched quarterbacks. I'm kind of interested in the game tonight because I watched that whole Cowboys special, which I thought was incredibly interesting. Has nothing to do with what they're doing now.
Right.
But it was a great history of watching, you know, that organization when they were decent, you know, to some degree. So it's like I watch NFL stuff when it's not NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other sport where I can really do that.
There's no other sport you really
the
want to.
Quarterbacks, you know, the Cowboys thing, like...
But I mean, some of those Netflix shows definitely helped. Like, it got me more into golf watching Full Swing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Baseball was second on the list. I know it's and everybody says it. We shouldn't call it America's pastime anymore. It's just not.
At this point, it's just a nickname. It's not an accurate statement, but it is the nickname.
Correct. And between the Caribbean and Japan,
right?
You could make the argument that like that might be other places' pastime.
Oh yeah. Without question. Where do we get all our players?
I mean, it's a heavily recruited,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and during the pandemic, one of the first sports to come back was the Korean baseball organization, the KBO.
Mm-hmm.
Started watching it for a while. I was a Dinos fan. Dinos. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I told you, man, my sister went to the Savannah Bananas at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's the first time they sold out the park in 5 years.
Oh, damn.
So here's the thing about Savannah Bananas I have come to realize. Uh-huh. Now, it's fun. It's exciting. I'd love to go see them. It's impossible to get tickets. But the house moms, and I don't know if your sister has, I don't think she has kids or whatever, but she's in that age group. So a lot of these Savannah Bananas guys, like, don't wear shirts or their shirts are open.
Of course.
And it didn't really dawn on me that I was talking to, like, a girl I went to grade school. She's like, oh, no, I watch all the games.
Oh, really?
Like, I have my favorite play. I was like, oh, there's, like, a whole subsect of banana fans who are just, like, they're hot dudes. I'm watching them.
It's like the equivalent of the, lingerie football league. Like,
yeah.
If you watched it, it was not for football. That's all.
Correct. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, her kids do play softball.
Sure.
But, right.
Anyway, she wasn't.
She was just like, this is my favorite. And I know her husband, too. I went to high school with her husband. He's like, yeah. Like, I'm just used to it. It doesn't bug me.
Whatever.
Yeah. But then I just, so many other, like, you know, moms, you know, women my age. I gotta stop saying moms. And they're all like, oh, yeah, that's a big reason I watch it, too. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah,
whatever works.
Yeah, damn. Basketball was third on the list. Technically, it's tied for second. Baseball gets the nod because more people say they hate basketball.
Okay. All right.
Like the NBA, I get it, right? A lot of people go, I like college basketball. I don't like the NBA. But it's like the NBA is tough because they're all so giant and good.
Yep.
So, like, almost any of them can pull up and shoot a three. Almost any of them, if they want to, can drive the lane and dunk it.
So if you want to know the difference, look at the final scores between college basketball and NBA basketball.
Correct.
You rarely get into triple digits in college basketball. You rarely get into the 80s.
I'm not even sure if NBA players not a press.
Why? Why would they bother?
I mean, you can break the press easily. I just don't even know if they know how to do it.
I don't know that they're allowed to.
Maybe they're not.
Because for years, you couldn't run zones either. You had to run man. So it was like they wanted more scoring. But now it's like, Jesus, man, there's so many points. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ice hockey was 4th on the list with 12% of people saying they watch that. Again, ice hockey's good. I think basketball and ice hockey run through the same problem.
Playoffs.
Right, and when you get into that February, early March, right, March Madness hasn't started, and they're in the middle of their seasons, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of, you know, it's kind of like July and early August of the baseball season. It's like, Jesus, there's so much more left.
I know. I think NBA and hockey should cut 10 games.
They easily could.
Just do it right off the bat.
And
ten
no
games
one
gone.
Would care.
No.
Yeah. Soccer has 12%. Again, but there's a lot of people that hate soccer as well. And if you don't know soccer and it's thrown, people get thrown off, and I get people getting thrown off in the States because the MLS runs their schedule completely different than the rest of the world. So it's like, some people are just like, I don't get it, man. It's always on. There's always competition.
Right.
It's like, Yeah, it is hard to explain.
Yeah, you kind of get inundated with it, but it doesn't necessarily count toward the season of the team that you're following.
Right, like the Sounders won that cup final, yep. Which is good. But that had nothing to do with MLS.
Someone
has happened to be playing an MLS team.
I had season tickets, but someone had to explain that to me. What the cup was all about.
Right.
How the teams get in. Where are they from? Blah, blah, blah,
right, because you have the MLS season, then you'll have the U.S. Open Cup going the competition at the same time. And like in England, right, you'll have the Premier League, but then also they have the FA Cup, which is open to any team of any size.
Yeah.
And you can go play. Golf came in at 6 with 11% people saying they watched that. I'll watch some golf. It's, you know, generally in the summer and you're just sitting there like, all right, watching some golf.
I've watched some Live lately. It's on Fox in the morning.
Hey, the Live Tour is kind of fun, man. Like the music's blaring and this and that. Like the guys are wearing shorts. I kind of like it. Auto racing's on the list. Obviously, NASCAR is always going to be NASCAR.
Sure.
They got really massive there for a few years, but it's gotten kind of regional again, just Southern. So I know they're trying to make it bigger. And then F1, frankly, had that bid influx of Americans because of the Netflix show.
Right.
But even they're seeing those fans die off. I saw F1's talking about shortening races, and it's like, no. And they're like, well, we get a lot more hits on our like highlight reels and this and that on social media. It's like, you do. But also, like, you're not going to change a soccer match from 90 minutes. You're not going to change a football game from 60.
But you know, that'd be like hockey saying, look, man, we're only going to do two periods because the fights are the big hit on social media. Like, they're always going to be the big hits on social media, but let the sport still be the sport.
And if you watch F1, if there's not a big crash, it's only 90 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not that long.
It really isn't, man.
Yeah. And also, hey, you know what normal people do? You get up, use the bathroom, maybe go get a beverage, you know? So, but that's a big problem in a lot of things, right? Like, I know college basketball had some weird years there because you keep recruiting these kids on highlight reels and then you get them in and they don't know how to run a play.
Exactly.
Or they can't, you know what I mean? It's just highlight reels. It's like, all right, you got to get them going. Then the bottom of the list is going to be tennis, MMA. I was shocked MMA was this low.
I think MMA, I can believe it's that low. I just think that its audience is very, very fervent.
Correct. Right? And then last on the list was wrestling. Now, this has the most haters of any sport.
As in WWE.
Correct.
Okay.
Not college or Greco-Roman.
Right. I was just like, nobody's
never even seen that
it.
Televised.
Well, and look, I know a lot of people are upset about Red Zone because now it's going to have commercials, whether it's a split screen or they do take some ads.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. I love Red Zone as much as that. Like, I go on and on about it. Also, I don't know what people want. Right? Everybody's like, free, open economy, you know, free market, this and that. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? The WWE is only the WWE because Vince McMahon went around and bought up all the smaller promotions and took their guys. Like, I don't like it either, but that's what's going to happen. And if people would have to stop watching it, and for a junkie like me, like, I'm not going to stop watching Red Zone.
I mean, look, if it's split screen, I don't care because I tune out the stuff I don't want to see. It's kind of like driving. I'm aware there's other stuff happening on the periphery. Just pay attention to the road, right?
Correct.
That's the reason you're out there. If they have to kill the broadcast for the ad, it would be annoying, but it's no more annoying than watching an NFL football game anyway.
That was also the beauty of Red Zone, though, was that it was commercial-free. Like, I'm with you. If they've got a sidebar for Buffalo Wild Wings,
whatever.
I don't care. Throw up a QR code for me to scan.
Because I'm wrong.
Right.
I won't scan. It doesn't matter. But I can still see the game. That's all.
And I get it, right? Like, when the Seahawks are on, like, I'm watching the whole game, right? But sometimes, frankly, like, I just don't want to watch, like, a whole game of some two teams. Like, I don't want to watch the whole Jets-Pittsburgh game.
No.
That's going to be the early game for us.
That's why Red Zone is great.
Right, I'm going to sit there on Red Zone. And then also, if you're somewhere, because some people don't have sports channels, or you're out of town, the Red Zone is great because at least you can kind of keep up with your team as it's going. Or if you're driving back from Mount Baker, you put it on your phone with your Xfinity cable and you throw it to the side. You just listen to the highlights.
Listen to the broadcast.
Not that I've ever done that.
No.
No,
not at all.
Dangerous.
not distracting. It's like having the radio on.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't look at it. That's why I sat it face down in the seat next to me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear Mr. Hansen do his thing.
I've been guilty of that. I put the phone up there and have the game on.
Damn, Miles.
Then I put Rabel on and I realize they're not matched up. So I got to put the TV volume back.
The Buzzard does not advocate the use of a phone while you're driving.
I know that. I'm aware of that. I'm just saying. I'm guilty.
I got to put that out there.
I've done it.
Yeah, and look, I get it. We have a bunch of delay in here. You need it. But it does suck, because when I was a kid, we always did that. You put on the radio broadcast
and then
watch the game.
Yeah.
But now the spacing's so far, it's tough to do. Let's see. Well, look, we're talking about football. It's back tonight. The Eagles are hosting the Cowboys. Jesus, just be prepared to be inundated with how great Eagles fans are, but never forget they're a-holes.
Yeah.
I just want to put, you don't want to hang out with them. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pilot spills his coffee in the cockpit, and that'll be a $130 million repair.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Wow. Meanwhile, a Florida man with a foot fetish takes out a first date and gives her a scare. Woman rents an Airbnb with an ironic twist. Because of a protected bird, one football team is really pissed. And a man watching porn at a concert threatens to kill a kid. And he's 80 years old. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top 3, we're going to Florida, where people are serious about their fetishes. A man arranged a meeting with a foot model that he found on a dating app, both agreeing to meet at a local hotel room. Inside, the man made a simple request. To smell her feet and buy a pair of her used sneakers.
Smell it.
You know what? Teach their own. She agreed to the sneakers for the low price of $1,000, which he refused to pay. And she refused his request to smell her feet, not feeling comfortable with the act. Don't blame her. She then went to use the bathroom in the hotel room when she heard him rush out. Thinking that he might have stolen something of hers, she rushed out into the parking lot where she saw him drive by her in a red SUV before turning around and running her over.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't smell her feet.
That's right. Because I can't smell her feet.
That was his motivation to run her over, is because he couldn't smell her feet.
No, Miles, she's not okay. I mean, in the grand scheme, she's going to be okay.
I know,
but no, she's not okay.
Was she like run over?
Yeah, run over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she sustained what was it? She got road rash. She got bruising. She got, she was not doing good at all.
All right, well, that's some. Yeah.
Next time, let a brother smell your feet.
She sustained injuries serious enough to need immediate medical attention. And the man was later tracked down attempting to arrange another rendezvous at the very same hotel.
Oh, I know there's different levels of fetish, right?
Sure.
But Bill Parcells outwardly says. Was it Parcells?
No,
it was
Rex Ryan.
Oh, it was Rex Ryan. Basically came out and said, I'm a foot guy.
All
right.
All right, what level is that?
That's feet low level.
A lot of people are into
feet. That's a standard.
Yeah. This is extreme. Right?
I think feet kind of goes into the yellow box of as far as fetishes go. You know, there's your traditional fetishes, your BDSMs, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's just garden variety.
Feet fetishes is stuff that is.
Do you hold them?
Anything that you want to.
It depends on your fetish. Right. He wants to smell like. What's his name? Rex Ryan. He's like, I like feet. Feet turn me on. I think he wants to touch her, maybe sucking her toes or
there
whatever.
You go.
All right, okay.
That's one thing. This dude was straight up like he did not ask to touch her feet.
Right.
He wanted to smell her feet, and then he also added the caveat that, hey, if I can't do that, I want your shoes. So for him,
it's about the smell.
And that's why I put it into the yellow box, because it's kind of it's well known. It's a very common fetish that people are into feet. However, it's starting to get weird, dude. That's all I'm saying.
It's starting to get weird. It was the first date.
Yeah.
That's what made it weird.
Hey, Mike. We don't kink shame in here, dude.
We don't, but I do. People don't always get along at concerts and events, but there's a limit on what you're allowed to do about it. Benson Boone recently held a concert at a venue in Boston, which was attended by several rabid fans, including a couple of kids, who were enjoying their time cheering on the show. This was apparently too much fun for the 80-year-old man sitting in front of them, who turned around and threatened to kill them for how loud they were being.
Jesus.
The two told security about the threat and about the fact that the man was surfing pornographic images where the children could see, and he was arrested and removed from the venue.
You're going to serve porn at a... First of all, concert tickets are not cheap.
Right.
I like porn. I like concerts.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. When I spend that much money for a concert, porn has to wait.
Yeah.
From Boston.
I'm with you. The porn has to wait. But also,
if I'm going to turn around and threaten to kill the kids that are getting on my nerves, maybe I don't serve porn in front of them.
Here's what I'm going to say on that. I'm going to catch heat for this one because I'm going to victim blame here for a second. It has become commonplace, not accepted, but it has become commonplace for the younger crowds to go to these concerts of the people that they love, and they squeal every lyric.
They do.
They are not singing along. They are not matching pitch. They are merely screeching at the top of their lungs every single word. That can get grating after a while.
It does, but that has been the case since probably the Beatles.
But at least they're singing along. They're shouting it. They're yelling it.
They're singing along to it.
Not good singing, but these are just literally as loud as your voice can just possibly go is the only acceptable thing
here. But they're just younger, and that's the way their voices sound.
Correct. Not okay to threaten two kids to
Hey, Mike, I don't want to say it, but... It sounds like a Joe Bro problem.
Oh, you settled down with me.
We were all singing at Morgan Wallen.
I was singing and having a good time. Nobody's screeching just to make sure that
you
they screeched
as loud as
they can.
You went to the Jonas Brothers.
I did. It was a great show.
I mean, I'm saying it's the crowd. It's not the
crowd. I haven't faced that yet.
I mean, look, my wife took my daughter to Billie Eilish, however many years ago it was. I said, that was the show. She's like, I'm sure the show was great. but I didn't hear anything because, as my wife put it, every girl there sang every lyric to every song, to your point, at the top of her lungs. So she's like, it was like bad karaoke, but when I looked down to Billie Eilish, she was killing it. I just couldn't hear her.
The most evil look somebody's ever looked at deep in my soul was Timberlake, 2013. The girl I was with was kind of drunk, so we were leaving, like, during one of the encores. And, I mean, these teenage girls just, I mean, you look like I killed their dog. Just saying excuse me to try to get by.
Oh, you interrupted their zen moment.
Oh, my God. I still almost feel bad, but the girl I was with was going to pass out.
Doom, 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 doom.
A soccer pitch in Australia has just been put in a rather difficult position. As we descended into the season, the field was rendered unusable until crews and officials were able to fix the problem of a native bird that decided to lay a clutch of eggs in the middle of the field, right on that center line. Due to rules surrounding the preservation of native species, and especially birds, officials have stepped in and advised that the field should not and cannot be used until the eggs hatch. They did, however, agree to efforts to safely and smoothly relocate the nests,
yeah,
which is a process that could take days or even weeks, as crews slowly shift the nest in small increments and ensure that the parents stay with the eggs, reversing their movements if the nest is abandoned.
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
It's one egg.
Stupid. It's like two or three eggs.
It's one egg. It's on the field. There's no nest.
No.
It's literally on the middle of the field. And these birds are very aggressive when it comes to protecting their young.
Yeah.
As any parent is,
okay,
they are aggro-aggressive. Mm. So you can't even get close to that egg to move it.
No.
Unless you figure out a way to get the bird away, and the bird's not leaving that egg.
Look, it's survival of the fittest out here, and that's a stupid place to lay your kids.
It's not even sitting on it. It's just standing around looking like, come on.
Yeah.
I will F you up.
Yes. One more story. Bureaucracy making what seems like a small issue into a big one. We go to Chicago, where a plane had to be delayed. The craft was taxiing down the runway and preparing to take off for San Juan, Puerto Rico, when an announcement came in that the plane had to return to the terminal because one of the pilots spilled coffee in the cockpit.
Mm. Dude.
Now, here's the thing. Regulation dictates that the console needed to be thoroughly cleaned and systems needed to be checked before the plane could be deemed safe for takeoff, a process that took several hours before finally getting back underway. They do not mess around with this, which I'm glad of, because
planes are
35,000 feet in the air. We don't want that. They even talk about it. There's control panels and switches that need to be checked. Avionics and electrical systems that's directly below the cockpit floor, so even if he just spilled it on the floor, it could seep through and into those electrical panels in there.
I completely understand.
Flight control
don't
levers.
Don't drink coffee
circuit
in the
breakers.
Cockpit.
Right. You get a sippy cup.
Right. You're right.
Drink
we
water.
Get it.
Not even water. Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is that the coffee is more acidic than just water. So this actually presents an
it's like alien
issue.
Blood.
That's like alien blood. That's exactly right. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners blew it big time in Tampa, getting swept by the Rays last night, putting them not only four games behind first in the division, but a mere game and a half in the third slot for the wild card. They're off tonight as they make for Atlanta for a weekend series against the Braves, which I'm sure is going to be an improvement. What you're going to watch tonight? Football is back, baby. Week one kicks off tonight and is underway over on Amazon Prime, featuring the Cowboys and the Eagles. Go enjoy that. As far as your weather, business as usual, partly cloudy skies here are going to bring down things to a low of 60, which will open up to partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a high right around 77.
Ooh.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 20th anniversary spectacular is tomorrow. We hope to see you then. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.